What's up, fans? Our partners here at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, sports developments, including this year's NBA Finals, NHL Hockey Conference Finals, Major League Baseball, and the latest fighting news, even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use our promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online where the game starts. Not only does Bet Online sponsor the Boss Man Show, they'll sponsor you too. Get Bet Online today because the Boss Man said so. Show a new Fordham Rams head coach Keith Ergo with me. Coach Ergo, what's good up there in New York, man?
It's a great day to be a Ram, my man. Every day is a great day to be a Fordham Ram.
I hear that, but let me ask you this, man. How's it feel to have your own program to run now? You've been associate head coach for many years. Now you have your own program. How's it feel, man, moving that seat over, man?
Well, I tell you what, it's a dream come true. Haven't had much time to kind of reflect on it because it's been a whirlwind for about a month here, but that's a positive. But it's a dream come true, not only to become a head coach, but also obviously to take over a program. You know, my father went to Fordham, an alma mater. He played as a freshman at Fordham. So it's not just taking over any program. It's a dream come true for me to be back at my father's alma mater. And to help lead, you know, Fordham, which I think is a sleeping giant. It's kind of been awoken since Kyle Neptune came into town last year. But I cannot tell you how excited I am to be a part of such a great tradition, a fine institution. We've got an amazing young group, great staff. So I'm through the roof, man. I'm ecstatic.
I hear that. And how's it been, man, you know, having the guys, you know, who you've been relationships with stay with you? Because sometimes when coaching change, guys bail. But a lot of guys stuck with you, man. How did it make you feel, man, knowing the guys really bought into your body relationships you all had, those bonds you had? Because that's very important in this game, in this business that we both in.
No, there's nothing more literally gratifying. You do this, or I did this. I got into this business to develop relationships. That's what I was taught by Jay Wright, by Patrick Chambers. That's what's unique about us and about this business. And to know that the relationships that I've established with these young men meant enough to them to go ahead and fight for me, there is nothing more gratifying as a coach. That's all I need, to know that I'm doing right by them. I'm living the dream. I'm where I'm supposed to be as a result of their affirmation. There was nothing quite like it, you know, for my wife to know that, you know, the lack of family time and the commitment she and our families made over the last 20 years, it's been worthwhile when you have your student athletes come out on behalf of you and the staff come out on behalf of you. That's what you do this for, man. So it was an incredible honor to have those guys do that for me.
I hear that, man. And you deserve it, man, because you paid your dues, man. You've been around some great coaches.
That.
And, you know, I love when schools promote from within. You know, I get you something to go outside of the box, outside of the circle, but you was a guy I felt like should have got the job. I know Kyle got a better opportunity. I've talked to him since then. It's a great gig for Kyle, but also I felt like they should give you the job from day one after he left, and I'm glad they did it. I'm happy your guys went to bat for you, because a lot of times the guys don't, but they did it for you, and they ain't picked the right man for the job, in my opinion.
No, I appreciate that. And Ed Cole, Coach Cole, as Coach Neptune called them, and I've continued to. He is Just an unbelievable young AD who's done a tremendous job in a short period of time at Fordham. And he and I, we're in this thing together. The administration has been tremendous. Father McShane, a wonderful human being, an ambassador for the university over the last 19 years, is heading out. You know, he's done in July, and the new president, Tanya Tetlow, coming in July. He's got a lot of really good energy, big on athletics. And so it couldn't be a better time to be a part of this community, this athletic department. I'm incredibly grateful to everybody for the honor of becoming the new head coach. And obviously Coach Neptune, I'm indebted to him. He fought for me. I learned a lot from him. And, you know, the sky's the limit, I believe. And again, I'm grateful.
And Coach Urgo, what is going to be your ideal Fordham Ram? What kind of guy you want to have in their program to play for you guys in the AT, and they're coming up here real soon, up here in November, man?
Well, you know what? You know, Fordham University is a Jesuit institution, and I've been raised by the Jesuits throughout my high school and college career, my family as well. You know, we want young men with tremendous backgrounds, tremendous families that understand the cure of personalis. You know, we want them to be obviously tremendous human being first. We want them to be tremendous students. And then obviously we want them to be extremely talented young basketball players. But they have to understand we expect them to be the best they can be in all three phases of their lives. And those are the types of young men we've brought into our institution and our program. They're the ones we continue to recruit. And if we continue to do that, I believe we're going to have an opportunity for success.
And also, how's your workouts been so far? I know we're June here and you come have guys on campus in summertime. How's it been so far for you?
We've had some tremendous young talent that's come into the program, mixed with some high-level returners who had success last year. We've hit the ground running. Last year, we had to establish our culture. It took us a little time. Didn't get as much in from a basketball standpoint. That's not the case this year. We have great leadership in Darius Quisenberry, Antrell Charlton, Kyle Rhodes, Patrick Kelly. Good young influx of players. We've hit the ground running. Everybody's on campus for summer one. We got a foreign tour in August where we're taking 10, you know, almost 10 days overseas to the Bahamas and the Dominican Republic. So we're incredibly excited about what we've already established. Our practices have been energetic, enthusiastic. So I couldn't ask for more. We're going to continue to grow and get better over the summer. So very, very exciting time.
And for you guys being up in New York, in the Bronx, BX in the house. Hey, you got players all around, man. Like you can draw a circle around the metropolitan, the tri-state area. You got players for days. So how's it knowing you're in a recruiting hotbed to find guys who fit the Fordham brand and fit what you all want to do at Fordham, man?
Oh man, it's obviously you want to kind of what they call. I got this from Penn State football. Dominate the state. You know what I'm saying? Or the tri-state, I should say. We've been fortunate to get the kid, Will Richardson from Bergen Catholic. We got Khalid Moore right from Queens. We got, you know, a bunch of young talent that we're excited about. Noah Best from Mount St. Michael's right in the Bronx. So our staff has done a tremendous job identifying good local talent. We'll continue to do that. There's so many tremendous historic programs in this area, with some of the best coaches, both high school and AAU in the country. So we've got great relationships. We want to continue to establish those. So, you know, we want the right fit for Fordham. And obviously, as much local talent that fits our program, the better, baby.
I hear that, Coach. And for you, man, being the A-10, a tough league. So I'm asking you this, how you going to make that non-conference schedule, man? I know it's always what you got, Coach, between when you guys scheduling and recruiting, your two biggest things besides coaching the games. I ask how you make that schedule looking for these guys coming up here next year and the years to come, man.
Yeah, no, we got some great teams coming in. We have a home MTE. We're working some deals out with a couple of high majors, man. It's been tough. Not a whole lot of Power Five want to play the Atlantic 10, and I understand why. But, you know, we've got a great schedule, got some great home games. We're working on some big-time announcements for some road games with some high majors. So once we get it all finalized, I feel like we put ourselves in position to be tested, you know, both home and away. So we're excited about the challenges ahead. I think our guys are prepared for those challenges, and I think the non-conference fans are going to be excited about it. The idea is that they're going to prepare us for, you know, the Atlantic 10 season. That's our goal, and I think we're in position to be set up to do that with who we got coming in and where we're headed in the non-conference. So it should be an exciting slate for everybody.
And Coach, I'm asking you, man, you know, my father's a coach, man. He coached for years, and he still tries to coach me up in my mid-30s. But I'm going to ask you this. What made you want to get into coaching business, man, and want to do this for your career, man?
You know what? I appreciated the game. The game has done so much for me. I always wanted to have the ability to create change through sport. I believe there's two things that have a chance to unite from all backgrounds, races, religions. I think it's music. You can be anywhere in the world. It don't matter what happens. When music comes on, you don't need to speak the language. Music's the universal language like love. You just start bobbing your head. Well, I feel the same way about sports. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, you roll a ball out. Kids from all ages, backgrounds, they just start playing the game together. They don't even realize who's next to them or who they're passing to. I believe sports has the ability to unite and create differences and change. And that was why I got into the business. I started, you know, coaching at a very young age for summer camps, and then had the ability to work for a company called Peace Players International, which used sports, specifically basketball, as a means of conflict resolution. So that's why I got into it. I saw what sport could do, the ability to influence others. And that's really why I got into the coaching world. And as a result, I'm sitting here as the head coach at Fordham. I'm beyond blessed and grateful for the opportunity.
Coach Ergo, it's funny you say that, man, because for me, I didn't meet my first white kids. I was 7 years old playing baseball in 94. So you're so right about that, because I wasn't around any white kids, Mexican kids, until I played travel baseball. So at 7 years old, you're so right. I didn't care they were white or Mexican. All I knew was I get to leave the hood for a weekend and go play baseball. I didn't care.
Yeah. You know what? I was an affluent kid, grew up in a great area. My parents did an amazing job working their butts off to support us. And you know, without basketball, who knows if I would have met some of my closest friends from completely different backgrounds and areas. And that's just, there's nothing quite like it, like sports, man. And I swear, you know, sports has the ability to unite unlike any other than music in the world. And that's what we need to continue to use it as. We need to be grateful for the opportunities we have. That's what we're trying to teach our young men. And as a result, if they can understand how blessed and grateful they are for the opportunity, then they can make their own difference in the world. And that's what we're trying to create.
Amen to that, Coach. Coach, I got one more question for you, Coach. When you come to Atlanta, man, what's your favorite spot to eat here, man?
Ah, buddy, I can't say. I haven't been to Atlanta enough to have a favorite spot. But, you know, I'd love for you to kind of give me some advice, because, you know, we're in Atlanta to recruit, but we're so busy, we don't get out of the gym until late, you know, typically. So I just kind of go end up at a Chili's or something that's open. I haven't really had the opportunity. What's the spot? I have been to a spot. There's a, everybody knows, is kind of a spot that people go to.
The Varsity?
It's a chain, and it's packed all the time. It's got great seafood.
Papado's,
yeah, man. So that's probably my number one spot that I've been able to go to in Atlanta.
Well, Coach, if you come to the Peace Jam or Lake Point, I'll make sure to send you to either Copeland's, Taco Mac, Mary Mac, Raised on the River, Houston's. I got places for you, Coach. All of a sudden, I got you, man.
I'm going to hit you up, man. I can't wait. I appreciate that advice for sure.
Yes, sir. Hey, Coach Ergo, it's been fun to catch up with you, brother. This was really fun. I'll do this again real soon. Hope to see you at the NBA draft when I come up there for the draft, man. 2 weeks, man.
You keep doing your thing, man. I appreciate you guys having me on, man. Go Rams.
Anytime, buddy.
Appreciate you, brother.
All right. What's up, fans? Our partners here at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, sports developments, including this year's NBA Finals, NHL Hockey Conference Finals, Major League Baseball, and the latest fighting news, even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use our promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online where the game starts. Not only does Bet Online sponsor the Boss Man Show, they'll sponsor you too. Get it, bet online today because the Boss Man said so.